Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today I'm recording everybody's favorite type of episode, a girl talk. I don't really recall when my last girl talk episode was, but the fact that I don't remember makes me feel like it's been long enough where I can do another one now. And you guys have been requesting it. I also leave for Europe in a week and a half, which is absolutely insane because I booked it literally 2 weeks ago, and I still don't even have everything nearly figured out, but we're just going with the flow and it's gonna be a great time and I'm gonna survive. I'm trying to pre-record a few episodes, so initially when I get to Europe I'm not like stressed out about recording podcasts and stuff, but I am going to be recording some podcasts while I am in Europe just because I think that's gonna be so fun. And so like I don't want to just pre-record like 4 weeks of podcasts and then like not actually be able to update you guys real time on what's going on in my life, because that's kind of what this podcast is all about. So I'm pre-recording two episodes and then the rest of them are going to be in Europe until I leave Europe, and then I come home and record more episodes here. That was so over-explained for no reason, but I figured since we're going to be getting a lot of, you know, just like Europe talking content soon, I needed to do a girl episode before I go. So that's exactly what we're doing today. I want to quickly give everybody an update on, you know, my mental health status, because last week's episode was a little scary. It was a little dark. It was a little sad. And I wanted to update you guys on like my habits that I said that I was going to like try to stick to and incorporate into my life, like my healthy habits, like journaling, sleep schedule. What else did I say? I said gym, but I said gym was gonna start after Europe because I can't do that right now. Oh, and the other thing was just staying organized and planning out my life and my work and everything like that. So I will say I have been journaling way more than I previous to last week's episode. Two, I've been so organized. I've been so ahead of like schedule when it comes to getting videos and podcast episodes done. Like I'm so much more organized. So I'm actually holding myself pretty accountable. As far as the sleep schedule thing goes, it isn't good by any means, but it's getting better. Like I've been going to bed at 1 or 2 instead of 3 or 4. So that's a plus, which means I've also been waking up a little bit earlier. There was one night a couple days ago. I will say the only reason I went to bed was because I had a terrible headache and I couldn't get rid of it. And the only thing that helped was closing my eyes in the dark and laying down. So I kind of was forced into going to bed early, but I went to bed at like 11 p.m. and I woke up bright and early, 8 a.m., had a beautiful, productive day. So even though the circumstances of me going to bed earlier were kind of forced upon me, it did happen and it felt great. So there we go. No, but I am doing so much better than I was last week. I'm still obviously struggling because it's not just gonna like change or go away in a week, and that's like the whole thing about healing and getting better when it comes to like mental health stuff and things that you're beating yourself up about. It's gonna take time. It's not gonna be, you know, let me just place in some good healthy habits and I'm healed and I'm cured and I no longer am sad and crying to myself at 3 a.m. That's not realistic. It's gonna take some time. So I am obviously still like, it's still on my mind. I'm still missing my friends. I'm still a little bit lonely, but the fact that Europe is in a week and a half is kind of really helping me get through this. And I also have had so many friends reach out to me and just be like, hey, I listen to your podcast and like, I want you to know that even though I'm across the country, I love you and I'm here for you. And like, I literally want to cry right now. Oh, what the fuck? I did not think that I was about to get emotional, but like, I just, oh my God, what the fuck? Maybe I'm not good. Maybe I'm not. What? Oh my God. That caught me so off guard. Like so off guard. Oh, I am going to get my period in like 3 days. So please let's take that into account here. I'm not a sensitive little bitch. I'm kidding. It's okay to cry. But what the fuck? Okay, I'm gathering my tears back into my eyeballs. I think that caught me so off guard because I've been in such a good mood all day. Like I've been having such a good productive day. I've filmed like so many TikToks, and I know that sounds fucking stupid, but that's part of my job. And like when I actually have days where like I'm filming a lot of content, whether it's for TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, whatever it is, it makes me feel good about myself because it can be kind of hard sometimes to get myself to do that. But I've gotten TikToks filmed. I got some editing done. Like I've had a really good productive day and I've just felt overall happy. So the fact that I just started like tearing up and crying was a little sad, but it was kind of good tears because I was talking about how my friends that have reached out to me because of the podcast, like they listen to it. I love them so much and I do miss them, but I'm going to see them soon. Literally after I get back from Europe, I am going to UW-Madison again, which is where the college I went to a few weeks ago. And I'm going to visit my friends for Halloween weekend. And my friend Ryan, my best friend that moved to Florida, she's coming home and we're going to go to Madison together. So I'm going to get, oh my God, someone's calling me. This is ridiculous. Hello? Yes. Okay, sorry. My boyfriend called me. I literally have no idea what I was talking about. What was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about how I miss my friends, but I'm going to see them after I go to Europe. I'm going to see a few of them. And then, you know, that's the end of October. And then usually they come home like right around Thanksgiving. So that's like another like only 3 weeks. And then they're home for like 3 weeks to a month. Usually I think college breaks, like Christmas break, winter break is usually like 3 weeks. So I'll be able to see them. It's okay. This is just a season of change. This is a season of loneliness because, you know, the weather's getting colder. I also definitely feel like I don't want to say I have seasonal depression, but I'll say I have seasonal sadness. Like, I definitely get so much more sad, way more frequently in the winter than I do in the summertime. And I always, like, equated that to the school year. Like, I was like, I'm just sad because it's the school year and not summer. So I guess we're going to be able to test that this year and see if I am equally as sad or if I'm a little less sad because I'm not in school. We'll kind of see where that goes, and I'll monitor that for myself and also for you guys because I don't fucking know. I share everything with you. But let's get into the girl talk. There's my little life update and, you know, rundown for what's going to be happening in the future. I actually didn't ask, like on my story for new questions today, which I usually do when it comes to girl talk, because on my Things Could Be Worse Pod Instagram account, I have a little highlight. You know how there's like highlight circles above like the pictures and like under like the following and the bio and stuff. There's like the little highlights. And I have an interact highlight thing. And if you guys don't know, you guys can click on this and you guys can type things that you want to hear on the pod. You can ask different questions for different like prompts that I have, like boy advice, confidence questions, being secure with who you are. And then there's a girl talk. There's two different girl talk question things. And I'm just going to go into here instead of asking fresh questions because I feel like people probably, you know, do this sort of frequently. So I want to like make sure that I get to some of those. It just got a lot darker in here. I think the sun went behind a cloud. So sorry if the lighting's changing. I have a lot of natural light coming in here and it changes a lot. I need to figure that out. But first question, we're starting off with a juicy one, literally. Oh God. She said, I know this is gross, but is it normal to have lots of discharge? So number one, prefacing this episode by saying I'm not a fucking gynecologist. I probably don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm sharing personal experience, you know, personal things that I've researched, looked into, heard about. These could be facts. They could not be facts. I need to start saying that in every Girl Talk episode because I come on here so confidently and I'm like giving you advice on your body and I'm like, I'm not qualified, but I do have a lot of experience because I will say being on birth control, I feel like it messes with your hormones a lot and we might get into some birth control questions and I'll give you my fucking opinion, but birth control for me has caused me like to have a lot of problems down there.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not like severe problems, but I've had like pH balance issues. I've had like fluctuations in discharge and everything like that. Not like serious issues. Like I'm not getting like infections and stuff, but I will say, like, things have been thrown off, and the only culprit is the birth control, because it happens around the same time every month, which means it's probably most likely hormonal, which means, you know, these synthetic hormones are in my body, and that's probably what is causing it. So I will say discharge kind of fluctuates. Like, some people might have little to no discharge, some people might have a lot, and I don't think neither is necessarily good or bad. Like, I think whatever your body is producing is normal probably, but the only thing to look out for if you have a lot of discharge is how it is. And I know this is fucking gross or taboo, but it's not. Like, I'm trying to talk about these things so we all know that it's not weird. And I think, like, you know, sometimes I'll be recording these episodes and I'm like, oh my God, like, what if my uncle or like my grandpa heard me talking about this? And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck that. Who cares? I was on a roll. I was always, when I'm like on a roll and I'm like about to say something inspirational, I like fuck up and I keep stuttering and I can't speak. But honestly, fuck that. Like, discharge is normal. Periods are normal. Sex is normal. Periods are normal. Issues with your vagina are normal. Vagina is normal. Okay, let's get that through our fucking heads. Everything to do with your vagina is normal and we should be able to talk about it. So there's that. Yeah. What was I saying? Having a lot of discharge can definitely be normal and it's nothing to like freak out about at all. But I will say, pay close attention to the type of discharge that it is. And I would say go online and like research different types of discharge and like what they mean, because throughout your cycle, like whether you're ovulating or whether it's right before or after your period or you're in like a different phase, discharge like changes. Like, all throughout the month, your discharge is going to be different. But I would be on the lookout for, you know, pretty consistent textures. Like, you want it to be pretty consistent all the way through. It's going to change a little bit, but pretty consistent. You know what I mean? And then make sure it doesn't have like any sort of strong odor, because the first sign of like infection or your pH balance being off or, you know, yeast or whatever is a strong odor and like clumpy, chunky, discolored discharge, I believe. So as long as it's like, you know, pretty clear, like clear white and like thin and not like gross and chunky and just like off, I feel like you can tell if it's off. If you can tell it's off, then I would go to a gynecologist and just like get a little swab done, a little test done, and see what they say, because it's better to treat, even if it's just like BV, bacterial vaginosis, it's better to treat that immediately than like let it drag on and like be embarrassed about it and then like, you know, prolong it. Because the sooner you get rid of it, the sooner you get on antibiotics and the sooner you figure out that you have a problem, the sooner it's going to go away. So yes, whatever amount of discharge you have, it's probably normal. Just make sure it doesn't seem, you know, a little suspect. If it seems a little suspect or you feel like there's something wrong with it, just go get it checked out. It doesn't hurt to get it checked out. If you walk out of there and they say that nothing's wrong with you, that's best case scenario and you have some peace of mind. What do you do if you're being called a whore at school but you know you're not? This makes me so sad because I know this is so common for so many girls and it just breaks my heart. Like, based on how you're acting or how you're dressing or who you're friends with or who you're talking to, or even if you are a fucking whore, who cares? Like, people are so in everybody's business and like always shaming girls for their behavior and trying to like paint them in a bad light. And I hate it. And I'm sorry. Even if you are a whore, like being honest, like, whore isn't obviously the nicest term, but like, you know what I mean? Like, even if you are like sleeping around a little bit or talking to multiple guys and like, you know, obviously have like good intentions, like you're not playing with people. As long as you're a good person, if you're talking to multiple guys and you're just like being a little flirt, that's fucking fine. Be a whore. I don't care. Live your life. Live your truth. Is this bad advice? No. Who cares? But I would say these people that are saying those things about you and that are trying to get the word across that you are a quote-unquote whore are probably not happy with themselves and they're probably insecure. I don't know what the backstory behind this or why people are calling you a whore, or like what you did or what you didn't do or like whatever the circumstances. I don't know the backstory, but I will say this, and I've said it time and time again, when it comes to situations like this, you know who you are at the end of the day, and the people that are close to you and that matter to you and that love you know who you are, and you don't have to prove who you want to be or who you think you want to be or who you are to anybody but yourself and the people that love and care about you. Do not waste any of your time in this precious life that we have trying to prove yourself to people that do not care about you and that do not matter, because it will never be worth it. These people, you're going to move on to a different part of your life, and these people are going to fucking forget who you are, and you're going to forget who they are. And you don't need to know that you wasted so much time, whether you're in high school or it seems like you're in high school, whether you're in high school or whatever. It just isn't worth it to waste that time on people that do not matter. Just be a good, loving, kind person. And if you want to sleep around, sleep around. And if people are going to call you a whore, so be it. Because at the end of the day, you know who you are. And that's all that matters. Somebody said, Diva cup, tampon, or pads. By the way, I love you. I love you too, girly. I've talked about this a little bit. I have never tried a Diva cup. I would like to, but there's something about the Diva cup, like changing it in public. Like, I know you don't have to, because it's like 12 hours you can leave it in, I believe. But like, if there is a time where I need to change it in public, how do I go about that? Like taking it out, pouring it in the toilet or like whatever, and then walking over to the public sink and like washing it out and then like putting it back in. Like, that does something to me that I don't like. But I know so many people love Diva cups, and they're more sustainable. They are healthier, I believe, because it's not like all those like chemicals that are in tampons and bleach and whatever, like just sitting up there. I think that they're a good option. I've never tried it. Maybe I should try it, and then like I'll have more input. But I'm a tampon girly. I've always been a tampon girly. The first time I ever got my period, I stuck a tampon in there, which is a very weird anomaly. I know most people don't do that. They'll have their period for like a year before they decide to use tampons, because they can be scary. For me, I was like, I got my period later than a lot of my friends. So when I got my period, I was like, yes, finally, let me shove a fucking tampon in my asshole. So I'm a tampon girly. What the fuck? I'm a tampon girly, but I will say pads are great for sleeping. I know a lot of people sleep in tampons. I do kind of 50-50, but there's something in me that's like, ugh, like sleeping in a tampon and having it in for 8 hours just doesn't feel good or clean to me. So I use like big extra large fucking diaper pads when I sleep sometimes, and that works great. But I will say I'm a tampon girly just for convenience, for cleanliness. It's what I do. Okay, somebody said, help, how do I do my eyebrows? Like, is there a good wax to buy? The face shaver things suck. So I will agree with you. Some of the face shaver things suck, but I was able to find a really good kind on Amazon, and I actually really like using them now. And that's how I do my boyfriend's eyebrows, because I always try to pluck his eyebrows, and he's a little bitch. Like, he doesn't, like, it hurts. Guys are so weak. Like, whenever I've done my brothers in the past or like whatever, guys are weak when it comes to eyebrow plucking. And I don't know what it is about them, but maybe they're just not used to it or what. I feel like when you pluck your own eyebrows too, it doesn't hurt as bad. When I do my eyebrows, I have waxed them in the past, but usually I'll just pluck the few like hairs. I'll do it pretty consistently, like every couple of days, and then I never really have to like sit down and like put my full effort into it, because it's like I'm slowly doing it every single day, like making sure that they look semi-decent. So I would say plucking is my main source of like doing my eyebrows, but I do sometimes use the little face razor thing, just like if I need to like quick do my unibrow or like above or below, like I just want to quick do it. But I do get that they aren't like the best tool for doing your eyebrows. If you want a good wax, my favorite wax that I've found just from the drugstore is the NADS sugar wax, and it's basically just this jar of sugar wax that comes with little like wooden craft stick things and little cotton fabric pieces that like are reusable, and that's what you like pull the wax off with. It doesn't say on the instructions to heat up the wax, because like you don't need to, but I have found if you put like the little plastic container of wax, I don't think plastic's supposed to go in the microwave, but this is it works. You're not ingesting it, so I feel like it's fine. But take the little jar of wax, take the lid off, and then put it in the microwave for no more than 10 seconds, because sugar, heats up really fast. It has a super low like heating point or whatever the fuck that shit's called. So just put it in for 10 seconds and it will warm it up and make it a little bit thinner and easier to apply. Just take a little bit of that, put it on, wax. I would look up a tutorial on TikTok or YouTube for like how to actually wax your own eyebrows, but the Natch Sugar Wax is good. Somebody said how to make school fun without having a crush. That is such a funny question and I feel you so much. When you have like a crush at school, it makes school so much better because you wake up every day and you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to see my crush. And then you go to first hour and it's like, oh my God, I can't wait to see my crush. And then you go to second hour and it's like, oh my God, I can't wait to see my crush. And then like it finally comes to class that you have with them and it just like makes your whole day because like you get to like flirt or talk to them or, you know, whatever. I feel you so hard on that. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. Honestly, school sucks. I've talked about school in the last couple of episodes that I've done and how to like be a little bit more positive and like have fun with it. But I would say just like talk to people, like make friends in your classes, even if it's not a crush, like just make as many friends. Like even if there's nobody in a class that you're like quote unquote friends with, talk to people, make friends in your classes. They don't have to be your best friends, but like tolerate them, have conversations with them because it will make every day better if you have people to talk to and like joke around with and have fun with. So I don't know, but I feel you so hard on that. Like freshman year when I was like in love with my boyfriend, but like he wasn't my boyfriend yet, but he was my boyfriend in my head. I would literally look forward to seeing him for like 3 seconds every single day. Like I didn't even have a class with him freshman year because he's a year older than me. Like I didn't even see him much, but I would literally see him like 3 times in the hallway. And like we just like look at each other and smile. And that is what got me up in the morning, which is so cringy to say. I hate that that information is out there now. But like, God damn, I feel this school crush thing. How to not smell down there. So number one, use some sort of wash, because I know that there's this whole phenomenon and I've even said it, but I don't think I've said it in like the way that makes it seem this way. So many people are like, don't wash your thing down there, don't wash your vag, don't wash it with soap, don't use, you know, chemicals, don't use fragrances, and all of that is true. Like I don't recommend Summer's Eve or any of that shit that's just like, you know, people and gynecologists have said isn't good for you. But there is like super natural, like apple cider vinegar, the V Gentle, I've talked about this wash all the time. I use it. The V Gentle like cleanser for down there. It's like a pH balancing cleanser that has like apple cider vinegar in it. And it's like very, I don't know, it's very gentle. So I would use something like that on like the outside because we've been told like, oh my God, your vagina is self-cleaning. Like you don't need to wash it. Like people on TikTok, people everywhere says that. And while that might be the case for some people, like warm water might be all that some people need. Some people might want like an extra level of like cleanliness. And that's how I feel. Like I just like to really like get it all, like get, make sure that bitch is clean, squeaky, clean, squeaky, whatever, squeaky. So your actual inside of your vagina is self-cleaning. You should never put anything inside of you because that's going to throw off everything. But your vulva and like your fucking lips and shit and like your asshole is not self-cleaning. So I would recommend using like a gentle pH balancing soap just down there and then like warm soap and water. But again, just make sure you're not getting it up there and you should be good. And then it, like aside from just cleaning it and like keeping yourself clean down there, I recommend probiotics to everyone. Even if you don't have any issues, you feel like everything is perfectly fine with everything in your body, you should be taking probiotics, whether it's for your gut. Like if you have any stomach issues, you feel like you're struggling with IBS, like you're either constipated all the time, or you're shitting yourself, or you drink a coffee and it goes straight through you. That is not technically normal, even though that happens to so many fucking people. If you feel like you're having any stomach, gut, or UTI issues, or yeast issues, BV, anything, take a probiotic. There's so many different ones. I'm going to say the one that I recommend just because I don't know much, but I found it on TikTok from a gynecologist and it's the only one that I have like knowledge of that it's like actually good and it's worked for me. I've been taking this particular one. I've taken so many in the past. Guys, I swear things feel so good down there, and like not that they weren't always good, but it feels like my vagina just went to a whole new level in the last like week since I've started taking these pills. And it's the Femdophilus probiotics for vaginal and urinary tract health. Love them. They're my favorite. They are a little bit pricey, but you only have to take one capsule instead of two. Some probiotics that I've gotten, the serving size is two, so they'll give you 60 capsules in the jar or in the little container, but those 60 capsules only last 30 days because you have to take two of them. But the one that I just bought is like around the same price as the other ones that I've purchased, but you get 60 and you only have to take one, so they last 60 days instead of 30. So you have to kind of think about it like that, like how much you're paying for how many days of use you get. So probiotics, just be cleanly down there, and then eating healthy, drinking lots of water, things like that can help. But I want to say, and I've said it before in Girl Talks, your vagina is a vagina. It's an organ. It's not going to smell like flowers, and it doesn't have to. You know what I mean? It's going to smell like a vagina, and, you know, doing things can help keep it at like a neutral, almost, so it like doesn't have any smell. But there is going to be some sort of smell to it, whether it's like musky, or some people do have a sweet scent. Some people have like a salty scent. Like, it's different for everybody. And just because it smells like a little bit musky does not mean you have something wrong with you and you need to like do a bunch of shit. Like, it is a vagina, okay? It's a vagina. Somebody said, is it safe to go swimming while on period with tampon? Absolutely, definitely. I feel like that is kind of the reason that a lot of girls start using tampons in the beginning. Like, one of my best friends, when we were in sixth grade, she got her period and we were about to go to Mexico. I think I might have told this story, but we were about to go. Yeah, I definitely did, because I told the story of how I sat outside the bathroom door and like helped her through it. But we were about to go to Mexico and she was about to be on her period. So we were like, fuck, I need to use a tampon. So then she used a tampon for the first time because she wanted to be swimming in the pool in the ocean and stuff in Mexico. Swimming with a period, perfectly fine, but I would recommend, this is like a necessity, take the tampon out and change it immediately after getting out of the water. Like, once you finish, if you like get out of the pool and then like lay out and tan for a second and then decide to get back in the pool, I'm not saying you have to like change it every single time you get out of the water, but say you're going to the pool or the beach or whatever, change it before you go and then right when you get back from the pool or the beach, because you do not want like a wet tampon sitting inside of you, because so much bacteria can be in the water, and if there's chlorine in the water, you're gonna have some of that chlorine get also like soaked up into the tampon, because like no matter what, whatever, it's some of the water is going to get up inside of you, because that's just being a girl. Like, if you jump in and like you're a little, your legs are apart, like some water is going to get up there. So you don't want like chlorine and other like bacteria sitting in a tampon inside of you, because that can cause like infections and stuff. So swimming, perfectly fine. Just make sure that you're changing it pretty much right away when you're done swimming. Do you have to get highlights redone after a few months? Coming from me, absolutely not. I get so many compliments on my hair. I feel like my hair is one of my most complimented attributes. And I don't really know why. I mean, I love my hair. It's beautiful. My hairstylist continues to slay and slay and slay and slay over and over and over again for the last like 4 years. She kills it. Even more than 4 years. I think I got my hair done in like eighth grade the first time that I went to her. I think. I don't know. But she keeps slaying it. She keeps doing the damn thing. I go in there and I don't even tell her what I want anymore. I'm like, okay, kind of what we did last time. Just like lighten up the front pieces and like bring it up a little bit. And she fucking eats every damn time. So love her. But I will say, she and I have like a very mutual understanding that I'm not coming in there every 3 months. I'm coming in there twice a year, probably. Maybe sometimes three times, but like I'm coming in there twice a year. And the way that she does my hair is that the top, like I have highlights, like I have some blonde in my hair, but it's kind of more of like a ombre balayage type of situation where the roots I keep dark. I keep my roots dark for the most part, and I have her blend the highlights from like the ends of my hair up to the top of my hair, but I don't have like any harsh lines. She blends it so seamlessly. So if you don't want to have to keep updated with your highlights like every couple of months and like experience that like awkward grow out color situation going on, just stress to your hairstylist that you want it blended super naturally, so that when it grows out and starts to grow out, it still looks natural and it doesn't look like terrible. So I would say, just like with highlights, don't get highlights like up to your part. Have them like blend and like start, like when you get them, have them start a few inches down, so when they grow out, they never look different. They're just like a little bit lower. That's my biggest thing. When I get my hair done, I'm not even gonna lie, you guys, like it cost me like $400 with the tip, because Shorty is bougie salon. I go to the bougie salon here because I only trust my bitch. Like, I don't even remember what it's like to go to like a new hairstylist. Like I just walk in there and she kills it. So I don't even care spending that much money. And I only go 2 times a year. So instead of going every 3 months and spending $100, I'm only going, you know what I mean? So it's not that bad. How do you deal with jealousy in a relationship? You need to communicate and you need to express what is making you jealous or vice versa. Like if you're on the receiving end of the jealousy, like your partner is jealous all the time, you need to be able to communicate with them and they need to be able to communicate with you about what is causing that jealousy. Is it something that you're genuinely doing and like that you need to stop doing because it's actually like bad and harming the relationship? Or is it something small that they're just taking the wrong way and their own insecurities and past traumas are, you know, making them react in a certain way? Because, you know, people have been hurt in the past. People's parents can affect their jealousy and like their secureness within a relationship and everything like that. So honestly, just open, honest communication is the only thing that's gonna help you get through that. There was a little bit of jealousy in my relationship sort of in the beginning, and all that it took was just being honest. And like when problems arise and those jealous feelings arise, you need to communicate them in a mature, respectful way where you're just like expressing your feelings and like just being honest. And you need to understand, like, if you're the jealous one, you need to understand that maybe it's not all the other person's fault. Like, it's also your fault. Like if you have a lot of jealousy in your heart, that's also a you problem. So you need to, I don't know, you just need to work with the other person, communicate, talk about it. There's no advice that I can give you that's like how to stop being jealous or how to stop making them be jealous or whatever the case may be. It's really just each individual relationship is so different and you need to be able to communicate. And if you can't have those talks, then the relationship's probably not gonna work anyways. How to stop being delusional and prioritize yourself. That's such a random question put in such a random way, but I kind of love it. I don't think being delusional is bad. I think that being delusional is honestly fine. I think that being a little bit delulu is good for our confidence. I think it's good for our lives. I think it's good for manifesting things. Obviously, like, don't be like too delusional where you're like out of touch and like you're not aware, like you're not self-aware. But as far as prioritizing yourself, my biggest thing, I could go into a huge tangent about this, but I'll say spend more time alone, say no to more things. I know I'm always stressing, say yes, make as many memories as you want, you know, do everything that you can. But when it comes down to it, when you're trying to grow as an individual and you're trying to prioritize yourself and work on the things that really matter to you, it's important to take time alone and really just like sit in your own thoughts and figure out what your goals and your priorities are and like how you want to change and like how you want to better yourself. And being alone, like obviously, you know, good people in your life can make you realize those things as well. But really being alone and just like taking a sec to like figure out what the fuck you want with your life can really be helpful. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about birth control, even though I've talked about birth control in past episodes, but just because I brought up birth control earlier a little bit, I want to dive into it. So I've been on birth control since I was 15, and I got on birth control to help me regulate my periods and also like tone down my periods. Basically, I was kind of a late bloomer and something weird happened to me. I've talked about this too, but I got my period once when I was in like 8th grade or something, or 7th grade. I don't even fucking remember. I got my period at some point in middle school for the first time, and then I got it once and it never came back until I was like 15. So I don't know what happened. I think it's because I had like very, very, very little body fat. Like it wasn't like a problem, but I was just built that way. And I was built like I just didn't have any body fat on me. And I still barely have any, but that's just how I was built. It was even like more back then. So yeah, I got my period and then I just didn't get it again. And then I got it again when I was like 14 or 15. And it was like incredibly irregular. And when I would get it, like I would get it and it would be like super heavy, super painful, super excruciating. And then I wouldn't get it for 3 months. And then I would get it and it would be heavy and painful again. So I got on birth control mainly because of that reason. And then I've been on the same birth control ever since, which is crazy. It's kind of a very, very uncommon story to hear. Usually when girls talk about being on birth control, they'll tell you they've tried 5 different ones and they're still working on finding the one that works for them. I overall am pretty happy with the birth control that I'm on, and that's why I haven't switched or tried out anything new. I don't have any severe issues with it, and I know so many people have like terrible side effects and terrible issues with birth control, so I'm kind of scared to try any other one. But I don't know. I don't think that birth control is a necessity even if you're being sexually active. And I know that's kind of like a whoa, hot take. I think that birth control is like pushed on us by society, by healthcare professionals. It's just like, I feel like so many girls nowadays are on birth control starting at like such a young age, and it isn't necessary. I feel like learning about your body and just being natural and like knowing about your cycle and knowing when you're ovulating, so like you don't have sex while you're ovulating, because like there's like a week period during the month, like 1 week out of the whole month that you actually can conceive. So knowing things like that and knowing when that is and tracking your cycle and knowing what phase you're in, like there's four different phases. I bet you didn't even fucking know that. There's four different phases, like learning about your body and actually looking into it and knowing what's going on is so much better than being on birth control and like just taking a pill every day and having no fucking idea what's going on with your body, because none of it is natural anymore, because you're taking synthetic hormones that are, you know, synthetically giving you a period basically. I'm not like a birth control hater. I'm not saying like do not get on it. Like it's great for some people, but it also sucks for some people. So I'm not trying to like sway you either way. Like I'm on birth control and I don't plan on getting off of it. I'm just saying I feel like so many girls are pressured to get on birth control for some reason, and then like you keep trying them and none of them are working. Like maybe it just isn't right for you. You know what I mean? Like it isn't a necessity. You don't need to be on birth control. Obviously for some people you do, like if you have like endometriosis or like PCOS, I think, like different reproductive issues, conditions like those do require you to be on birth control, because if you're not on birth control, like you could like have very serious problems or something. I don't know. So yes, I take birth control. I've been on it for so long, like 3 years now, and I personally really like the one that I'm on. However, birth control as a whole, I don't love. I think we all should just like tune into our bodies more and learn more about our bodies before we just pump artificial hormones into us. But yeah, I think the biggest tip when it comes to birth control is decide, do you genuinely want to be on birth control? If your answer is yes, which I totally understand because me, same thing, you need to find one that works for you. Don't suffer with one that is not working. You can try multiple different ones, but I will say you need to try it out for more than like a month. It takes like about a month to 3 months to adjust to a new birth control. So one of my friends, she has tried like multiple different types of birth control, but she never lets it like, you know, adjust to her body. She like says she hates birth control. She says it causes all these problems. And like, I get that. It sucks when you start a new birth control. I mean, I actually haven't, but it would suck to start a new birth control and you start gaining weight, or your acne gets really bad, or you're really emotional, or you have stomach problems. I get that that fucking sucks. But if you really want to be on birth control and you think it's the option for you, you kind of need to let those issues run its course. Because in the beginning, I had like a bunch of different issues. I was super emotional. I was dealing with like irregular periods still, but they were like even more weird than they were prior to the birth control. Mood swings, stuff like that. I was like having some, I don't know, there was different things that were going on with my body when I started my birth control. But point is, once your body is used to it, those things slowly start to go away and your body is able to regulate with it and learn how to work together with those hormones and really figure itself out. So if you're going to try birth controls, you need to let them run their course. You can't just like give up on them just because like it's not working within the first couple weeks. Like try it out, actually see if it's gonna work, and then after like a month or two or three and it's still not working, then I would suggest trying a new one, because it really is just about finding the perfect fit for you. Everybody's bodies are different. Everybody's hormones are different. Everybody's going to have a completely different experience with each individual birth control. So just find what works for you. That's going to be it for today's episode. I don't know if it was short or long or whatever. I feel like I've been doing kind of shorter episodes lately and I've kind of been liking it more. I don't know if that's selfish, but I'm sorry. Like I was recording for like an hour and a half before and it was cutting down to like an hour-ish. And I just... podcasting by yourself is so hard, you guys, and I love it. Like, this is my favorite thing, like talking to myself, like in it influences my delusionalness, like my, like it makes me delulu, like I am delulu, like I'm sitting here talking to myself and I'm just justifying it by being like, no, like I'm talking to you guys, there's no one here, like you guys are here, but like I'm just talking to myself. I don't know, I love this shit, it's so fun, I love the podcast, but I will say it's a lot easier to podcast when you have somebody to talk to riff off of, to make jokes with, to carry on a conversation with. It is so much easier. So I think the shorter episodes, I'm kind of feeling a little bit more, and obviously they're still not short, they're just like 10 minutes shorter than they were, so don't get pressed. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this episode. Follow the Things Could Be Worse pod Instagram and TikTok accounts. Please, pretty please, review and rate the pod. Really means a lot to me. And I will see you guys and talk to you guys next Wednesday. Oh. I know you love me. I know you care. Just shout whenever, and I'll be there. You are my heart. Okay, what the actual fuck is wrong with me?